Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
So, Elsie, what's your favorite kind of music?
My favorite kind of music? I like rock and pop music.
Cool. Do you have a favorite singer or band?
My favorite band now is called 21 Pilots.
Okay.
They wrote a song for this popular movie called Suicide Squad. Have you ever heard of this band?
I haven't, actually. I don't listen to a lot of new music.
So what about you? Do you have a favorite singer or band?
Well, I don't think I could choose just one favorite. Plus, a lot of the music I listen to is really old, like the bands Led Zeppelin or Queen.
Oh, so you like rock music?
I do. And we're going to be talking all about music today, and about one special singer in particular. His name's Christopher. Maybe you've heard of him.
Christopher, okay, let's get started then.
Reading.
Christopher, Denmark's Prince of Pop. Have you ever wondered what would happen if you combined the talents of Michael Jackson, John Mayer, and Bruno Mars? The music would probably sound similar to that of Danish superstar Christopher. Born in Copenhagen in 1992, Christopher knew that he wanted to become a singer when he was just 3. At the age of 12, his parents gave him his first guitar, and he was over the moon. Christopher started writing his own songs, and was soon winning music competitions in Denmark. His first international hit came in 2011, when he recorded Swedish singer Robin's song, Call Your Girlfriend. Christopher won many new fans, as 2.7 million people watched it on YouTube. Since then, his fame has continued to grow, and he's won several awards. To thank his fans in Taiwan, Warner Music has released a special limited edition album. It features all of his best songs, including Tulips, Crazy, and Heartbeat. Your heart might skip a beat when you hear his soulful sound.
Today's article starts out by saying, have you ever wondered what would happen if you combined the talents of Michael Jackson, John Mayer, and Bruno Mars? Now we're going to look at the verb wonder here, which is spelled W-O-N-D-E-R, wonder. Now when you wonder about something, you think about it because you want to know more about it. For example, Crystal always wonders how things are made, so she likes to learn about factories.
Wonder 在这边当作动词，也就是纳闷、想知道的意思。那 wonder 本身也可以当作名词来使用，是惊讶。A look of wonder 就等于 a look of surprise。再来 ，wonder 也可以当作奇迹来解释哦，例如 Seven Wonders of the World 世界七大奇景。那同学们要注意哦 ，wonder 可能会跟 w-a-n-d-e-r wonder 这个字搞混 ，wander around 就是四处闲晃的意思。另外啊，文章用到呢与现在事实相违背的假设，现在这三位歌手的天赋是分开各自拥有的，并非合并在一起。但文章假设呢，天赋合并之后会发生什么事情呢？在这样的一句型中呢 ，if 如果。带出过去式，像文章中我们用到的就是 combined 这个字，逗号之后呢，必须在 would, could, should, might 当中选一个来连接原形动词。
So, Erin, would you make a sentence like this?
Sure. If I had a lot of money, I would travel the world all the time.
哦，所以如果你有很多钱，你会在世界各地旅行。
So, Aaron, what, in your opinion, would happen if you combined the talents of those singers together?
Okay, so Michael Jackson, John Mayer, and Bruno Mars all put together. I think that would be interesting, and that you'd have to have someone with a very powerful voice.
And not be afraid to be energetic and put on crazy shows, too.
That's right. Michael Jackson always had crazy shows.
Yes.
Now, you might already know who we're talking about. The article says, the music would probably sound similar to that of Danish superstar Christopher. Now, the adverb probably is spelled P-R-O-B-A-B-L-Y, probably, and it means that something is likely going to happen. For example, I probably won't be home in time for dinner, but I'll try to leave work as early as I can.
Probably, 副词，代表或许或可能的意思。那它的形容词呢，我们说 probable。是有可能的意思，等于 likely 这个字哦。It's probable that she will win this time. 这次很有可能她会赢。我们也可以说 It's likely that she will win this time.
Aaron, have you heard of this Danish superstar before? Actually, I've never heard of him.
You know, I haven't either, to be honest. So, let's ask this next question. Who is Christopher? The article says...Born in Copenhagen in 1992, Christopher knew that he wanted to become a singer when he was just 3.
Oh, so he was born in Copenhagen, the capital of Denmark, 也就是丹麦的首都哦。But really, at 3 years old, he knew what he wanted to be?
I don't even remember being 3 years old.
Me neither, and I think that's crazy. Now, he must really love music.In fact, the article says, at the age of 12, his parents gave him his first guitar, and he was over the moon. Now, over the moon is our shortcut for you today, so let's take a quick break to find out what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, you're home already. How was your date?
My date? I'll give you a clue. I love him, I love him, I love him.
Oh, right. So it went well, I see.
It went well? As if. It was so much more than good. I'm over the moon.
Wait, you are getting over him? I thought you loved him.
I do.When someone is over the moon, that means they're really pleased about something.
I see. So, to be over the moon means 乐翻天，非常开心。
Right. So, how did you spend your Friday night?
I've been finishing this scary novel.
Oh, you've been here with a book. How exciting!
It was. I think I might even be over the moon for it.
Hey!
So when you are over the moon, it means you're very, very happy.
That's right. Now, I'm always over the moon when I get to sleep in the mornings. What about you, Elsie?
I'm always over the moon when I don't have to go to work.
Oh,
I'll be really happy.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Now, let's get back to our article. It says, Christopher started writing his own songs and was soon winning music competitions in Denmark.
Wow, he could write his own song. 而且在 competition 比赛当中得奖。How old was he at that time?
Well, he was writing his own songs as a teenager, so he would have been under 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, I love hearing stories like this. I wish I had done something that great when I was a teenager.
Did you win any competitions when you were a teenager?
Maybe a TV watching competition with my sister.
看电视比赛大奖就是很会看电视的意思。
All right, got it.
Now, here's something even better. The article says, his first international hit came in 2011 when he recorded Swedish singer Robin's song, Call Your Girlfriend.
So what about the verb record mean here?
So the verb record is spelled R-E-C-O-R-D, record, and it means to copy a performance electronically, like onto a CD, DVD, or USB. As an example, we could say, it took the famous singer 6 months to record her latest album.
Record 当动词用是录音、录影或是记录的意思。那 record 注意哦，同样的拼法，我们念作 record 的时候呢，它是名词，也是记录的意思。I bet everybody knows 金氏世界纪录，对吗？ Guinness World Records、
mm-hmm.
那另外我们说啊，如果打破一项纪录，我们可以说 break a record， 创立一项新的纪录呢，我们可以说 set a new record。
So the article said this song became an international hit.
That's right.
Hit 代表的是一个名词哦，当下流行的事物。
Now, how many people listen to this song online? The article also says, Christopher won many new fans as 2.7 million people watched it on YouTube. Now, that's a huge number for someone who isn't famous yet.
I know, YouTube 上面有 2.7 个百万，就是270万人的点阅率。I'm surprised I've never heard of his music. I'll have to listen to it later today.
Me too. Now, let's find out more about Christopher. The article says, since then, his fame has continued to grow, and he's won several awards.Now, the noun fame here means the state of being famous, so he's become more famous. Is that right, Elsie?
Yes, fame 是名词名声声望的意思。So when one's fame is growing, 就是这个人越来越有名的意思。
Now, it turns out that Christopher has a lot of fans in Taiwan. The article says, to thank his fans in Taiwan,Warner Music has released a special limited edition album. Now we use the verb release in this sentence. It's spelled R-E-L-E-A-S-E, release. Here, the word release means that you make something available for the public to see, read, or listen to. For example,This movie won't be released on DVD until next summer.
Release, 当动词是发行的意思。Release an album, 发行专辑。Also, we can say release a movie, release a book, or even release a person. What does that mean? Release a person, 就是释放一个人的意思，可能是释放一个囚犯。那另外呢，我们还可以说 release stress, 释放压力。
Okay, here in the article, we know that a special limited edition album has been released. Yes, we also use the noun edition in this sentence. It's spelled E-D-I-T-I-O-N, edition. Now, in this sentence, edition means copies of a book, magazine, CD, or other things like this that are produced and released at the same time. For example...Kevin loves his special edition of the first Harry Potter book, and he's read it 3 times.
Edition 是版本的意思啊。A special limited edition, 特别限定版本。例如在一些特定的节日当中呢，商家都会推出 special limited edition items, 特定的限定商品来吸引人气。
So, Christopher's Taiwanese fans get their own special edition of some of his songs. The article tells us some of the songs on it, too. It says, it features all of his best songs, including Tulips, Crazy, and Heartbeat. Now, one of the songs is named Tulip. Tulip is a noun, and it's spelled T-U-L-I-P, tulip. A tulip is the name of a flower that is shaped kind of like a cup. Tulips actually grow really well in Denmark, which is where Christopher is from. As another example, we could say, my grandmother's favorite flower is the tulip, so I'm going to buy her some.
Tulip, 郁金香，这黄色美丽的花朵啊，在 Denmark, 也就是 Christopher 的家乡生长得非常好。There are also tulips in Taiwan. Do you like these flowers?
I do. Now, finally, our article says, your heart might skip a beat when you hear his soulful sound. Now, does that mean my heart will stop working? What does that phrase, your heart skips a beat, mean, Elsie?
You won't die when your heart skips or misses a beat. It's an expression to show that you are really excited or nervous about something. 照字面上来解释呢 ,skip 是跳过 ,a beat, 一拍一次跳动。当你听到 Christopher 的 soulful sound 的时候呢你的心跳会停了一下用来表示过度兴奋或是紧张的心情。
So, listening to his soulful sound might make you feel excited? Cool. But wait, what is a soulful sound?
So first we have to take a look at the word soulful.
Mm-hmm.
S-O-U-L, soul 是灵魂。加上字尾的 F-U-L 代表是充满灵魂的,可以解释为深情的。
Okay, now I'm really going to have to listen to Christopher.
Well, you can't do it quite yet because we still have our For You Chat question up next.
Okay.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question today is about music. Elsie, if you could play any instrument...Which one would you choose and why?
I would choose to play cello.
Okay.
I love the sound of a cello, which is very dark and sad.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do not like it because the sound makes them feel sad. But for me, the sound is very powerful and attractive.
Oh.
What about you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to play three instruments.
Wow,
I played the piano and the flute and the saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
And...I enjoyed them when I was young, but I think if I learned a new instrument, I would probably play the violin.
Oh, the violin?
Mm-hmm. I love the sound of the strings, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of the violin is that it can be both sad and happy.
Yes, you are right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can play the...instruments together.
Maybe we can learn how to play the cello and the violin,
mm-hmm.
and we can start our very own string, string duo.
That sounds really good.
All right. Well, what about you guys? Would you guys like to play an instrument? Do you already play an instrument? Which one would you choose? Have a chat about it with your friends and your classmates. But for now, for English for You, we have to say goodbye. So I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
See you later.
Bye.
Christopher, Denmark's Prince of Pop. Have you ever wondered what would happen if you combined the talents of Michael Jackson, John Mayer, and Bruno Mars?The music would probably sound similar to that of Danish superstar Christopher. Born in Copenhagen in 1992, Christopher knew that he wanted to become a singer when he was just 3. At the age of 12, his parents gave him his first guitar, and he was over the moon. Christopher started writing his own songs and was soon winning music competitions in Denmark.His first international hit came in 2011 when he recorded Swedish singer Robin's song, Call Your Girlfriend. Christopher won many new fans as 2.7 million people watched it on YouTube. Since then, his fame has continued to grow and he's won several awards. To thank his fans in Taiwan,Warner Music has released a special limited edition album. It features all of his best songs, including Tulips, Crazy, and Heartbeat. Your heart might skip a beat when you hear his soulful sound.
Vocabulary Review.
Wonder. Mason has always wondered what it would be like to live on another planet. Probably. The weather report says that it will probably rain this weekend. Record. The band is heading into the studio to record some new songs. Release. Marvel Studios has released 2 or 3 new movies every year since 2008. Edition. This special edition box set includes many interviews with the cast and crew of the movie. Tulip. The Netherlands is famous for its tulips. Many people travel there to see them.